His voice trembled, toppled, disappeared, as though strangled by the intensity of his own loathing for the debonair, gum-chewing defendants. Turning again to the jury, he hoarsely asked, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do with these men that bind a man hand and foot and cut his throat and blow out his brains? Give them the minimum penalty?" "Yes, and that's only one of four counts. What about Kenyon Clutter, a young boy with his whole life before him, tied helplessly in sight of his father's death struggle? Or young Nancy Clutter, hearing the gunshots and knowing her time was next? Nancy, begging for her life, don't. Oh, please, don't. Please, please." What agony. What unspeakable torture. And there remains the mother, bound and gagged and having to listen as her husband, her beloved children, died one by one. Listen until at last the killers, these defendants before you, entered her room, focused a flashlight in her eyes, and let the blast of a shotgun end the existence of an entire household. Pausing, Green gingerly touched a boil on the back of his neck, a mature inflammation that seemed, like its angry wearer, about to burst. "So, gentlemen, what are you going to do? Give them the minimum? Send them back to the penitentiary and take the chance of their escaping or being paroled? The next time they go slaughtering, it may be your family. I say to you," he solemnly said, staring at the panel in a manner that encompassed and challenged them all, "some of our enormous crimes only happen because once upon a time, a pack of chicken-hearted jurors refused to do their duty. Now, gentlemen, I leave it to you and your consciences." He sat down. West whispered to him, "That was masterly, sir." But a few of Green's auditors were less enthusiastic, and after the jury retired to discuss the verdict, one of them, a young reporter from Oklahoma, exchanged sharp words with another newsman, Richard Parr of the Kansas City Star. To the Oklahoman, Green's address had seemed rabble-rousing, brutal. "He was just telling the truth," Parr said. "The truth can be brutal, to coin a phrase. But he didn't have to hit that hard. It's unfair." "What's unfair?" "The whole trial. These guys don't stand a chance." "Fat chance they gave Nancy Clutter. Perry Smith. My God. He's had such a rotten life." Parr said, "Many a man can match sob stories with that little bastard, me included. Maybe I drink too much, but I sure as hell never killed four people in cold blood." "Yeah? And how about hanging the bastard? That's pretty goddamn cold-blooded, too." The Reverend Post, overhearing the conversation, joined in.